hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
X-Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
X-Go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Ricky Anderson the Podcast, the greatest of all podcasts, GOAP. We are on episode 85. I'm your co-host, Alex Espinoza, with my co-host, Dr. Hot Dog, Hal Gordon.
Doggy.
And for tonight, it's the night before opening night, and we got three guys from the Oakland 68s here. We got President Jorge Leon, Treasurer Todd Saron, and board member Anson Casanaris. Anson, are you a board member? You something more fancy?
I'm the vice president.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we got the president, Jorge, VP Anson, and treasurer Todd. All the heavy hitters.
Just missing our secretary. Shout out to Cass.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Where's Cass?
Missing our cleanup hitter.
Yeah. But hey, what's up, guys? How have you been doing? It's been a while. The off season, and tomorrow's the big day. The reverse boycott and the boycott in the parking lot.
Full reverse.
How you guys feeling? And first of all, how many people are you guys expecting? What are you guys thinking?
20,000. I'm saying it. I mean, I think that this is just going to be just as much of a pull as Fans Fest.
If not bigger, right? I mean, there's more space too, right? And there's more hype around it, I feel like. What was the official count for Fans Fest? It was like over 10,000 was people were saying, right? Or what?
I heard between 10 to 15.
Damn. So I want to say there's about 15, like just in total.
I sent it to one of my friends that does events for a living. And she was like, send me the picture of the hour where it was pretty packed. Uh-huh. And she's like, yeah, that looks like about 10K.
Nice.
So,
and have you guys heard at all like what the crowd's going to be like? I know there's somebody online who's like going through and tracking like all the tickets that are being bought, which is wild to me. But have you guys heard any numbers what it's going to be inside or outside? Because I feel like you guys are going to the event outside is going to outdraw the actual game.
The last I heard was 12K inside that were tickets sold, but this was last week. I would say they're probably going to call it inside. They're probably going to announce something like 15 to 17K, but it's not going to look like that, but we'll see.
And, I do know from a friend who is in the ticket industry that the A's have been giving a lot of tickets away to like minor league teams and stuff in San Francisco. So like, they're trying real hard to fluff those numbers as much as they can. Like, here, please show up to our game. Here's tickets. Here's a free food voucher.
Yeah. Someone just sent me this.
$6 to get in.
Is that for opening night?
Yes.
Tomorrow, $6.
That's for game time. That's from game time. Yeah.
Game time never makes graphics like that for team events, especially for opening night. So that's not true. I believe it.
There's a lot of ways crazy. That they'll play with the numbers. I remember when I used to vend Giants games when they had those that sellout streak. There for about 2 or 3 months, it was clear that they were no longer selling out, but they wanted to keep their sellout streak going. There'd be like half the upper deck would be empty. And they'd be like, oh, another sellout. And they just like, you know, the last minute they donated all the tickets to like the Boys and Girls Club or something, you know, and then everyone would just donate it back because no one wanted to go. So there'll be ways that they can massage the numbers. To put it in context, last year opening night, it was a Shohei Ohtani game, but last year opening night was 28,000. So, you know, that's the reason they claim that they're not opening the parking lot till 5, right?
What they told me is that because of the attendance numbers that's coming in, that they're treating this like a Monday to Thursday game where they open it, you know, very late. That's what they told, you know. So
I wonder if that's also why they have stopped parking ticket sales on their website and all of this, making it impossible for people to get parking passes.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a huge BART party. I feel like everybody's gonna end up just taking BART, just getting out and just walking in into the tailgate. It's gonna be wild.
Coliseum Barton, you're there.
BART's gonna love us.
Well, yeah, because I saw you guys had like ridership records during the Fans Fest. You guys like had like one of the biggest days since the pandemic, right, or something like that, right? Yeah,
because it was the San Francisco Chinese New Year festival going on over there, and then we had Fans Fest and Jack London Square. So I heard that the combination of those two was like blew the record for a pandemic.
Definitely 50-50 Fans Fest and Chinese New Year. Definitely. 50-50. Don't let anyone tell you differently.
Well, I can't believe that. But I can't believe they're just not acknowledging the reality here, you know, and they're just still not opening, you know, the parking gates open until 5 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game. And there's also that dual event going on in the Oakland Arena. I think the Oakland Arena sent out a tweet, said, "Hey, get here early because gates aren't open until 5. It's like, dude, why don't you tell that to the A's, you know?
That's crazy.
I'm going to throw out a prediction right now. And my prediction is that people are going to start lining up at like noon, 1 o'clock or so, and just start tailgating. Yeah, me too. And to just start tailgating in line there. And once the traffic starts to spill over into 880, they're going to open the gates.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, yeah, they have like that pretty long. I mean, I've seen it get pretty long, especially for Raiders games. They can go all the way from that gate all the way out to that Hagenberger or whatever. It's pretty long street. But,
yeah,
I mean, at some point they're going to have to be like, dude, yeah, just let people in, right? I mean, and they're going to – they're still getting money, right? It's like I saw they raised ticket price or parking up to $40 now or something like that. I mean,
oh, those bastards.
I mean, I got a lot of friends are gonna go and they're tailgating. They're gonna tailgate to tailgate. You know, that's what they're saying. They're gonna be like, well, I'm just gonna take my speaker and just tailgate, you know, the entrance and then. Tailgate the games.
Yeah, because it'll just turn into a parking lot full of cars anyways, right, just to get in. So
yeah.
Well, I don't understand what they're gonna do with the BART bridge, because you know there's been plenty of times when I was working there, I would get there before parking was open, but the BART bridge would be open. You could just walk in no matter what.
Yeah,
I have a feeling that they're gonna be petty. They're going to be petty enough to try and they're going to like put like a you know, because employees got to get there before 2 hours, you know, for opening day. There's a lot to do. You know, there's going to be a lot of people, a lot of employees at that stadium long before 5 p.m. I bet that they're going to have like an ID person at the BART bridge, like where you'll be able to cross it, but won't be able to, you know, completely walk into the Coliseum until 5 or something there. You know, I don't know, guys, you should correct me if I'm wrong, but I think for the reverse boycott, they had no idea what to expect. They were worried. I think we heard news stories that security had briefed both clubhouses before the reverse boycott. You know, watch out. Watch out. The Oakland 68s are on the prowl. You know, who knows what's going to happen? And I think that they're even more worried about this game. So you know, half the reason, I think, is that they're just worried that we're going to that the 68s and all the fans are going to cause a problem in the parking lot. But what do you guys have planned? What's going to be the rundown of events?
Dude, it's going to be like a giant tailgate that's just going to last throughout the game. I mean, it's going to be you know, just a celebration of the community. We're going to have the cell flags going. We got it. We got tacos. We got, you know, we got media coming out to cover the event. We have, what else we got, George?
Cornhole. We got a cornhole tournament. That's gonna be tie dyeing cell shirts.
Yeah, we got tie dye. We got a subcommittee handling that tie dye project. It's just the way every time someone asks me, I had a couple of reporters ask me, like, oh, what's so special this time around? I'm like, well, it's just opening. It's like opening day, but we're going to stay outside of the Coliseum. Like, we're not going to go in. And they're like, what? Like, you guys do this every opening day? Like, yeah, we've been doing the exact same thing since 2008. We've been, you know, opening day, we usually get there at 8 a.m. and then we're ready by 12, and we have, you know, music, live DJ, live bands, grilling, tacos for everyone. Oh, Clannish would usually come out there and start handing out free merch. So it's the same thing, except that this is a boycott. We're not going to walk in. The party's going to keep going throughout the whole game. So it's going to be pretty cool, you know. So just come out there and have a good time. I mean, we usually celebrate baseball, you know, opening day. This right now would be the time where I would be so excited I wouldn't even be able to sleep. But right now I'm like, kind of like, I'm packing all the stuff up, you know, like the cell shirts and the tent, and I'm just kind of like, man, I should be happy right now, but you know, I'm kind of gearing up for war, it seems like, you know what I mean?
I was asking to say, like, what's everyone's excitement level at right now? Because for me, it feels like tomorrow is just Thursday. But I know for a fact, the second I wake up, I'm going to be like, oh, let's go. Like, it's opening day. It's the boycott. Like, I'm ready to go. But as of right now, like, I didn't even know that the A's were playing the Giants on Monday until, what, an hour before first pitch. I had no clue. So it's like night and day in terms of my fanhood, and I feel like I can speak for the majority of A's fans. So where it's just like, it's not even about the game anymore, it's about keeping on this fight that we got going on.
I feel like every time I get into that parking lot, the emotions hit me, especially over the past few years, where it's like, oh man, you know, like I'm good. And then it's like I drive into that parking lot and it's like, oh man, this is like sweaty eyeball zone or something. Start getting like nostalgic thinking about all the amazing tailgates that I've had. But there was nothing better than the tailgate at the reverse boycott. And that really truly felt like it might be the last of its kind, where we have a fully engaged fan base all there and tailgating, and it felt authentic Oakland tailgate style. But I'm psyched because this is like going to be that, but it never ends. You know, we just keep riding out that vibe for the whole night.
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
I got to admit, I've had a couple dreams this last week, maybe nightmares. I think one dream I had, like there were 35,000 people showed up, but then they all went into the stadium and I was like, but then another dream. Yeah. That was just me. I was just me trying to fight 35,000 people. Don't go in.
Dude, you're like Zenny.
Zenny. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm a little bit apprehensive, but I know it'll be fun. I hope people stay strong. I hope we keep people out. You know, I hope 30,000 people don't go to the stadium, but I know they won't. But yeah, man, it's just gonna be fun. What's the big giveaway this year? This game.
Got tacos for sure.
Tacos, free advices. I'm giving out free hugs to the first people who approach me personally. We're having these Kelly Green cell flags that we're gonna be handing out.
I heard there's like 5,000 of those things, right? Something like that. I saw a tweet saying there's 5,000 cell flags being handed out. So,
oh yeah, so come early.
4,999. I'm leaving one at home.
4,995 then.
And then it's also it's going to be the same. It's going to be in Lot B too. I saw a diagram today, right? It's going to be the same place, like near the Raiders bleachers, right, in the same spot as a reverse boycott last year. I'm sure you guys are going to have that huge ass flag again and everything, so it'll be easy to spot, right?
Yeah. Yep. So just come to look for a huge City of Oakland flag. That's where we'll be at. We also have the 6810 out and about. We'll also do some I heard someone's gonna do smoke bombs. I don't know. So you'll see the where we're at, you know, the bat signal and all that.
and what are you guys feeling about? So I know you guys are boycotting this game and everything, but are you guys ever going to go to a game at all this year? Are you guys done going to games? Like, I'm curious for you guys personally. And I know you guys aren't telling everybody what to do or whatever, but like, how are you guys?
Oh, I'm telling everyone what to do.
Maybe Jorge is. Yeah, maybe Jorge is. But I mean, I know for this game, the goal is to boycott, but like, are you guys done like going to games at all? Period. This season?
I mean, I have zero tickets. I have more plans to go to Trader Joe's than to go to games this year. I mean, it's a long season, so who knows? But I don't think that this is the last year that they're going to be at the Coliseum just because the A's are incompetent. But yeah. We'll see. But I'm not planning on going in anytime soon.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Yeah, it would have to be like, yeah. Go ahead, Todd. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to I have a very short statement. I'm not going. That's it. Jorge, turn the mic to you.
For me, I think it would be everything would have to like be free, basically, for me to go. I don't want to give any money. I think the only reason that I would probably go is to like hang up more anti-ownership signs, protest more games. And I'm sure there's going to be some of those games that, like, you know, hey, we need to kind of, this would be a good game to kind of, like, voice our frustrations, which we already did last year. But I feel like this we got to go harder, like, confiscate our signs. I don't care. But we're gonna get a little bit more personal. If you guys thought that last year was personal, yeah, this one's going to be a little bit more.
I mean, maybe I'll go to one game just to get banned from the Coliseum and be like, oh, darn it.
That's a good spot.
Carl, I was going to ask, what's the ratio, like, you know, what's going to be the ratio of number of games that you enter the Coliseum to number of games you are removed from the Coliseum by security?
I'll just say that I had a streak from 2006 to 2019. That I would get kicked out like at least one game throughout that whole year.
I just remember last year
it broke in 2019.
Dang it. I remember last year in the last game when you know you guys had that giant TIFO, the big Oakland flag, and I you weren't even telling it. You were just like, nah, plan. I got a plan for the ninth inning. Don't ask me any questions. And I'm just standing around, and all of a sudden this big TIFO emerges. And we pull it out, and it was above the, you know, above, you know, the top level of the bleachers. And all of a sudden, you're just kind of looking around because I think you were like, you were ready to get kicked out and no one's kicking you out. And at that point, you were like, we got to kick it up a notch. And that's when you were like, everyone, let's put it on the field. You know, you got to
yeah,
you got to test.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't necessarily. I was surprised, you know, that they didn't kind of come right away. But I mean, we were there, you know, and that was because we were hanging it over the out of town scoreboard. But yeah, I mean, I didn't care if I was going to get kicked out. It was the last game. What are they going to do? Like, hey, you can't come back till next year. Okay.
Weren't they mad that we were covering up the Fanatic sponsorship over the scoreboard?
Supposedly, that's what it was.
Yeah.
So. Fanatic just paid for every single inning of every game, you know? And if half of it's covered up for a half an inning, that's just... I mean, we're stealing money from the good people at Fanatics, and that's not... You know, that's not cool, guys.
They don't deserve it.
Stealing's not cool.
They do quality work, you know.
See-through pants. Yeah. Well, Anson, since we have you on the pod, I want to ask you.
I know where this is going. I know where this is going.
Sacramento Kings. Sacramento Kings. Sacramento Kings.
Oh God, yep.
Yeah,
go
ahead. So people didn't see. There's always another latest development. Like, we recorded a pod 2 days ago, and the situation already changed. But the latest thing is there's rumblings coming out of Sacramento. Radio personality, Carmichael Dave, was saying that there's been some movement in the past 24 hours. I think he tweeted this yesterday. So he's saying Monday or Sunday, there's been some movement with Sacramento pulling the A's. But then later today on Wednesday, the Rivercats said, hey, we're not going anywhere. We're Sacramento's team. So you saw the Kings almost get ripped out of the Sacramento. And now you see what's going on. Golden One Center. That place is amazing. Like, sick, like really sick energy. So how do you feel about the possibility that Sacramento might be taking the A's?
It just further drives my hate for John Fisher as a human being. He just ruins everything. Like, everything he touches just goes to hell and back and goes back to hell. Second of all, it's super ironic, and it's very, like, the Kings literally almost left the city in almost the same fashion. Not as bad as how it's going down in Oakland right now, but who are they to accept a team who's going to be there temporary for, like, what, 3 years to use them to go over to, like, to Vegas? Like, no, like, if there's one city who cares? Like, also a disclaimer, the city of Sacramento they're great fans, great diehard fans. But it's like, if you're a true Sacramento fan, if you're a true Kings fan, you don't want the A's there, because it's like, why would you, like, it's the same thing where if the Kings were trying to go to Vegas, ironically, it's always Vegas, Vegas, Seattle, Virginia Beach, Anaheim, you name the city where the Kings, that situation was at. Imagine if the Kings were talking to Oakland. Would Oakland want to host the Kings for 3 years until they dipped out to Anaheim? It's like the same thing. So it's like, why would they act like, oh, like, we want the money? Like, no, it's not right. It's stupid. I hate it. And I hope that the city of Sac or those fans just start to, like, rebel, because it's against Vivek. Vivek, the same dude who put his foot in his mouth so many times with the NBA 3.0, the same dude who hired Vlade Divac, who leaked the freaking draft picks, like the top five picks, when they picked Marvin Bagley over Luka. Don't get me started on that. But yeah, it's very ironic, very contradictive of what they went through. So who are they to rehash memories of, like, you know, Kings, A's fans who were down there? Because there's a ton of A's fans down in Sac. I've lived in Sac for almost 9-10 years, so I know what that fan base is like. So it's very disappointing as a Kings fan. It's very disappointing to see Vivek just openly say, oh, like, John Fisher is my friend. I'll drive to a Kings game right now and have, like, a sign. Like, I got a who sits two rows behind courtside. I'll make it happen. Like, if I know people who are down there who are diehard A's fans who are involved with Crown Downtown, who are involved with that whole fight to keep the Kings there. So it pisses me off, but I'm not surprised, because it just further solidifies that all these owners are not great people at the end of the day. They think with their pockets. They don't care about the people as much as they say, like, oh, we're here for the people in the community. No, you're not. You don't care. As long as there's money in your pockets, you're just gonna go with it. So
yeah, that was interesting too. Yeah, Vivek Ranadive, I believe that's how you say his name. He the owner of the Kings. He also sat down with CBS Sacramento, said, hey, I'm great friends with John Fisher, and we talked about this for years. But to me, that kind of seemed like, we've kind of had conversations about it, but nothing like concrete. That's how I kind of took it. But then, you know, these things kind of take a life of their own. And I'm sure the A's don't mind having a little negotiating leverage against Oakland, you know, because they're meeting again, what, April 2nd, next week. So
Did you hear what the...
I can think of 200 million reasons why the A's would rather stay at the Coliseum than... they go to Sacramento, but, you know,
I can think of 210 million.
I could think of 380 million.
There's also that reason.
Yeah, and then also, yeah, we had Schools Over Stadiums here too. They're going to be fundraising at the reverse boy or at the boycott. I keep calling it a reverse boycott. It's just a boycott.
Just, if you're going to call it the reverse boycott, call it the reverse reverse boycott. Yeah, just throw another reverse in there, cancel it out. Yeah. You know,
reverse opening day.
Yeah, the reverse.
I always want to say reverse boycott.
Reverse boycott. But yeah, so I mean, I just feel like it's going to be so much stuff going on. And yeah, so I mean, even if they open at 5 and then the game's over at about 9:30, 10, it's like that's a 5-hour rager in the parking lot. Like, it's at least if they don't open it earlier, you know?
And that's why I guess I'm not so much tripping about like, oh, they're open up at 5. I'm kind of like, you know, I'm pretty exhausted now these days. So, like, all right, you know, so we won't party from 12 to midnight at the Coliseum like we used to.
It'll be like
so we'll
5
just party from 5 to,
yeah.
So it's like I'm not that mad, but yeah, I feel it though.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sacramento though, I do want to say that Sacramento, I got love for Sacramento. I hate that like people are trying to like, oh, we're a major league city. Like every city is a major league city. It's just that we've been brainwashed to think the way that these billionaires want you guys to think. Every city deserves a major league team. You know what I mean? If it was only, if we had promotion relegation, we wouldn't be in this situation. If we had legislation that didn't fund all these fucking stadiums, we wouldn't have these problems of going back and forth. I love that the Rivercats came out and said like, hey, you know, we are Sacramento's team. And that's like hella respect to them, you know, for like, just like saying like, we are here to stay. So like, I appreciate that, you know. So I got love for Sacramento. I got love for every hood in America, every city in America. Not so much Las Vegas, just because they're so generic. But I know there's some real people out there, and they deserve to have the real people, you know, get a real expansion team, not the fucking A's.
I've been impressed with a few of the minor league franchises of their, I guess, their bravery to just stand up and say like, nah, we're not cool with that. Like the Ports sponsoring Fans Fest, the yeah. River Cats saying, you know, we're Sacramento's team. It's cool to know, cause the minor league teams are 100% independent of Major League Baseball teams financially. The only thing that their only affiliation is that the major leagues controls the players and the rosters. But other than that, they're their own operating businesses entirely. So
that's what I was wondering. That's good.
Yeah. Not a penny goes to John Fisher. If you support the Stockton Ports, when you go to a Ports game, every single dime of that goes to the Ports ownership group, which I looked into it. They're significantly better people than John Fisher. So I'm a Ports fan now.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. X-Go, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Are you guys planning any other events? I mean, obviously this is the huge one, but if you guys aren't going to games, how are you guys going to try to keep this fight going? Or because I'm assuming you guys aren't just going to fade after this, you know? This is, yeah. So, I mean, how are you guys going to keep fans engaged without going to games?
I'm going to go to Mexico to your spot,
Alex. Yeah, come visit, dude. Yeah, come on down to Oaxaca, dude.
I think it's going to be a little bit of everything, man. At least for me personally, I think I'm going to do a lot of soul searching. Not just kidding. Soul games, roots game, beats games, sports games.
Yeah, the
and I think as a whole, like a 68 calendar, I think that's going to come out soon. We're going to be telling people, like, you know, this is where we're going to be at instead of the A's game. So like one big one, I think that, Todd, what is it? May 3rd, May 3rd at the ports. So that's going to be a huge one.
The luau.
We're going to do this.
Yep.
The luau, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Big May 3rd.
Yeah. This
action. That'd be fun.
This Saturday, we're going to be like one of the roots games, April 19th, Cal game. Cal just gave us 25 free tickets to the 68s. So we're gonna do that. They're excited to have us there. So I mean, just keep up. We are with a schedule. It's gonna be released soon, I believe. So
I'll jump in on the May 3rd game just to give you a little bit of juxtaposition of the ports versus the A's. They're opening their parking lot to us as early as we need to get there to roast a whole hog. So we're doing a whole hog roast for the luau theme. And that is not a quick cook for a whole hog. So we're going to need to get into that parking lot pretty early. And they're like, yep, whenever you need, come on over. We'll open the gates. We'll get you in there. Get that hog on.
5 a.m. or 5 p.m.? What right. Are you going to support? Yeah.
Dude, and you know what, too, for the people that are going to stay overnight, because I think we're going to do that. There's a great Mexican restaurant that's like right across the water. It's in this little like shopping area. It's hella good. I like tortillas hechas a mano and great menudo. So just, you know, keep that in mind. If you're going to go to Stockton, stay the night and go there.
Yeah, the ports were also seeing if they can get the hotel, get like group rates and stuff for people coming out and seeing the game and stuff. Their attendance record is 5,000 something. So like one of our goals for this season is to shatter their attendance record, their previous attendance record, and to make that happen. And with 5,000, I think we could definitely do that.
Many people can fit in that stadium?
We're about to find out.
I know. It's coming up soon, Hal.
Come in, baby.
Yeah. We'll have to get the fire marshal involved and be like, how many will you allow us to stuff in here?
Okay, and that's during an A's game, right?
Yeah.
So the call is going to be for people to not go to the A's game, instead to go to the port set.
Correct.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean, the call is to do whatever you want to do, but we're all going to the ports game, and that's where the fun's going to be at.
So, yeah. So guys, I'm also interested. You mentioned the Ballers, the Oakland Ballers, they're going to start there. I'm looking at their schedule now. It looks like they're opening up their season in May, and they have their first home game on June 4th. Are you guys going to be bringing the drums? Are you going to be bringing bleacher energy to the Ballers this year? And how do you feel about that organization and just how they've been embraced and the message that they're kind of putting out there? And, you know, they're already redoing Raimondi Park. Like, I saw some video. They're already repaving the streets and refurbishing that. They put millions of their own money into making that happen. Obviously, a smaller scale, but How do you feel about the Ballers and the momentum they have right now? The way that they're going.
Man, they're on fire for sure. They're like, they're, I want to say like Roots 2.0, but like a little bit more with like, I feel like the Roots were like a Ferrari, and now the Ballers are like a Formula One racing car, you know what I mean? Like they, the way they did it, I mean, it's like so obvious of how you run, in my opinion, how you run a professional sports team. Is like, you know, you get community involved, you get you know, the right people involved, and you do it for the love of the game and for the love of the city, right? So I think that all that kind of accumulates to like making this thing happen. I mean, I drive by Raimondi all every day, and you can see the dozers out there. They're, I mean, it's gonna be pretty tight. And I've seen some renderings of Raimondi and how it's gonna look. It's gonna look pretty nice, man. Like it's just imagine like a warm summer West Oakland night, and like you're having a beer there before a game, and just a good atmosphere. Like at least the 68ers are gonna try and do like at least every other weekend at the Ballers games, we're gonna throw a huge tailgate, you know, beer's gonna be flowing, and have some attractions, and it's gonna be tight, man. Like it's pretty tight. I've always dreamt of having a charity home run derby at Raimondi with like local celebrities and whatnot during the All-Star break.
Get Canseco back here. Get Jose Canseco back here, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah. And then you can hit bombs out there to left field by I forget the street name right there, but it's right by American Steel. Oh man, it's legendary. Raimondi's legendary. It's named after an ex Oakland Oaks player, you know. So I like it.
It's going to be really cool, or feel good and refreshing to actually watch a baseball game in Oakland without having to worry about outside distractions. So that's what I'm most excited about. It's going to be the same vibe as good times in Oakland. And we're going to bring the energy like we always do back to a baseball game, which is going to be at Ballers game. So I'm excited for it.
And the drums. The drums are going to be part of that, right?
Oh, we're bringing everything.
Oh, yeah. That's what I figured, yeah. No, that's cool, man. And you guys are new chance.
Also, they're a class act organization too, like from the top down, and they've been very, very, very methodical in building it that way and selective about who they bring into the organization. And all of the people who they're bringing in are in it for the right reasons, which is so nice to see that like the organization top down is all aligned in their mission, which is to provide good quality entertainment for the community of Oakland that caters to the uniqueness of the community of Oakland. And I think that that's so important for a regional sport like baseball.
No, I think it's going to be sick. So, and I'm just assuming, is your guys' relationship with the A's just not existent anymore? Like, do they, because you guys used to like kind of like cooperate and like talk and stuff like that, right? I mean, what's it like now?
I just got suspended on Twitter today because I said that Dave Cavill should step on a Lego, so my account is locked because of my violent, hateful speech.
You're lying, dude. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. My account is locked, yeah.
You in jail?
Yeah, I'm in Twitter jail because I told Dave Cavill to step on a Lego.
Oh man,
like, crime's no joke, man.
I know. You're my cellmate now. So
yeah, I guess I wished bodily harm on someone, which is inciting violence.
Yeah, I got Twitter jail because I call him a slimy bitch ass salesman.
I want to get Twitter jail.
But I added at him. Like, I added, like, hey, add Dave Cowell, you little bitch ass. And then I was in Twitter jail.
I can add Dave Cavill all I want now. He'll never see it. I'm blocked, baby.
Oh, you got blocked?
Fully blocked. Oh, I was one of the... I remember when he first started blocking people, somebody posted on Twitter, they're like, I've been blocked by Dave Cavill. And I was like, huh, I wonder. And then I just checked.
And of course, I'd been blocked as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been posting a meme a day of Dave Cavill making fun of him trying to get blocked. And I'm on day 26 now of just ruthless memes against Dave Cavill, and I have not been blocked. I got the guy, suspended.
The guy finally found the mute. The guy finally found the mute key.
I need to find out if I'm blocked.
Mute button.
Yeah. Ricky Blog is still not blocked, so he's still reading. He's still reading. That's good.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is hard hitting journalism. He's got to read it.
If you see this, Dave, if you are the one who reported me, you are a thin skinned little bitch, and please block me. Just do it. Just do it.
Access. I'm not blocked yet.
Hey, yo.
I will live tweet him to get blocked right now.
You know, he follows the 60.
Oh, you faded out.
Yeah. He follows the 68s, doesn't he? Yeah. Man, I remember it's, you know, whatever. What a fucking thing. You know,
sorry about all this. Why are we dedicating even 10 minutes for him? Like, fuck that, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll just say this. You know, that one article maybe 2 weeks ago at Forbes or something.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Fortune or
so good.
Reading those quotes that he gave, and I know a lot of A's fans who, you know, went to his office hours, who saw him at the stadium, you know, who talked to him. But, you know, I used to talk to him all the time about things, you know, about hot dog vending and all this other stuff. And it was just reading that his delusions of grandeur and his just slimy salesmanship gave me, I mean, PTSD of just all the discussions I used to have with him. And man, I just don't know how somebody like that, like, it's, you know, it's just that always be selling, always be closing mentality, you know, of you just gotta, it's that business school shit of you just gotta keep selling. Don't worry. Keep selling, you know? And it's just like, dude, who the fuck even are you? Like, what's the point? I don't know, whatever. Guys, I wanted to ask a question about like the 68's philosophy, like there's just a philosophy. Like if the A's do end up moving, what do you want the 68's to be like 5 years from now? What do you want? Yeah, I don't know if that's something you think about at all, or you know, is it just a fan club for the ballers and the roots there, or you know, is there more that you want to build from it? What would be your dream?
Man, look at Hal coming with a big ask.
Very, very presidential. Yeah, like look at this, like Good Morning America ask questions you got for it.
That's a great question, Hal. You know,
the reason I wanted to ask it is I've been a vendor at a bunch of other stadiums, a bunch of other teams, and I've never seen anything like the 68s. And I think it's a really unique thing. And in some sense, it's another tragedy of the A's leaving is that the 68s are sort of also leaving Major League Baseball in that sense. But like, what do you guys want to do with it? Like, what's the dream of the 68s?
Man, okay. So there's a lot of things to tackle with that question. First, we're a supporters group. And I think I just want to like the difference between a fan group and a supporters group. In my opinion, a fan group doesn't necessarily kind of support the community as much as a supporters group, doesn't support players' initiatives, doesn't support each other as like fans, you know, the members. Like, let's just say if there was a member from the 68s that said, hey, you know, could you help in so-and-so volunteer or whatever work? Will be there. That's just, in my opinion, that's what the supporters group does, right? It's funny, like if the Roots and Soul weren't here, and let's just say the A's were the only team here, I think that given the response from around Major League Baseball, like the Fandemic crew literally sent us a message on Instagram saying that they were formed because of us, because they got what do you call it? What's that word? I'm losing my head
inspired?
here. they got inspired by us, and so they
with the Fandemic crew.
Phillies. They're the Phillies. They're the supporters group for the Phillies. Yeah, for the Phillies, and they have a good relationship with the front office. They bring in noisemakers. They have little chants and all that, and all that because they saw us. You know what I mean? And it's pretty amazing. I think, I mean, this is just me. I won't speak for every board member, but I think that the 68s, in my opinion, five years from now, we want to make real actual change happen. Like, if the A's are going to leave, and this is the last year, we're still going to support the roots, the soul, right, and the ballers. And we're going to have good – we already have good relationship with their front office. So if we have these kind of networks and kind of communications with them, then we can make change at the local level, state level, or maybe even federal level with working with senators, you know, and actually creating a change and making this thing stop, which is relocation of professional sports teams or even public funding going towards stadiums. You know, I think that's at least for us, that's the end game. It's not keeping the A's in Oakland. That's already that would be one goal of ours, but then we would keep going. Even if the A's stayed in Oakland, let's just say in the perfect world, Fisher sells tomorrow and the A's stay in Oakland, it'll be a hell of a party, but then we will refocus and make community benefits agreements with the A's and the new ownership, right? To kind of include a real solid plan for the people of Oakland and the fans here. You know, that's what I would say. Gentlemen.
I kind of just want to leave a legacy just to give other fans and fan bases and supporters groups that you do have a voice, that you can speak up to the media. You can speak up to the front office and say that, yo, like, I don't like the way this team's ran. I don't like the way that you're dealing with this. I don't know, just anything. I mean, we have a voice, and what I feel that we're doing as the 68s and as the A's fans and as the Oakland community as a whole is that we're laying the foundation out for American sports fans that people can look back in 5 years from now and be like, yo, look what they did back then. Let's make a change now. So if we have to be the martyrs for American sports fans, so be it. But I just don't, I mean, we have discussions like this all the time to where we look at fans from other countries and they're very outspoken. Like, they literally protest, like they literally boycott. Like, it's way more extreme than what we're doing now, and people need to step up. I mean, fans have a voice. The people do have the power. So that's the one thing that I want to leave behind.
Yeah, I think to that point, regardless of what my capacity is with the 68s, one thing I think the 68s did, and this is something I would want to always continue to pursue with the 68s, is making sure that we can create and get out that blueprint for how to create a fan supporters group, how to make your voice heard, how to make sure that you as the fans control the narrative rather than the billionaire owners or the league. You know, like, you tell your story. And I think if nothing else, my goal with this group is to make sure that we can get other fans equipped with that same ammunition. And I've said since day one, I want this to be either the greatest fan, you know, success in sports history, or B, the messiest goddamn divorce in sports history of all time. So, like, I feel like we're on a good course to make it one of the two right now.
So is there anything else people should know about? I think we should probably wrap this thing up here, but, like, is there anything else you think people should know, like, about tomorrow, about Thursday night, or is it just be a rager, keep it respectful, not too kind of crazy kind of thing? Like, I don't know. What do you, what do you guys want people to know about the opening night boycott?
I would say just come out there, tailgate. I don't think I need to say I don't condone violence, obviously, but and I don't think, I don't think it's, in my opinion, let me knock on wood, but I don't
think, a wet blanket.
I don't think there's nothing bad that's gonna, I don't want to jinx myself, but
I'm most worried about how.
What I'm saying is come and enjoy the atmosphere outside of the ballpark, because it's going to be great. Inside, it's going to be dead. So just like John Fisher's soul. So just come out and party with real Oakland.
Yeah, just show up, be loud, be proud, represent your community, represent Oakland. I don't think there's going to be anything negative in terms of violence. It's just like I said and knew what was going to happen for the reverse boycott. Everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people were saying, oh, are you scared that people are going to be angry? I'm like, yeah, I mean, people are going to be emotional because it's a very, people are passionate about this team in the city, but it's going to be a fun night.
So yeah, that was like super positive. I felt like the reverse boycott, it was super positive, like environment, you know, like it was, people were just happy to be there kind of a thing. It wasn't, I didn't feel like anger. I felt like it was like fun, you know, like it was good. It was a good vibe. Yeah.
Like you turn something out of nothing and, you know, you turn it into a positive, and that's literally the Oakland way, man. Like this is what we do. We're all we got.
It's crazy how they were so scared of the reverse boycott. Like, nothing was open. It was amazing. Like nothing. We're scared. They had nothing open because they thought it was gonna be a riot. It's so crazy.
They're giving out free shirts.
Now they got free flags.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
I was just gonna say, soak it in, because this might be the last time in a long time that we're gonna have a rowdy Coliseum parking lot and a fat tailgate scene. So come prepared and just soak it in. It's gonna be one of those moments where you get to look around and enjoy that energy with your fellow fans.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun, man. I think it's
guys, what if people who are listening want to get more involved with the Oakland 68s? You know, maybe they're not the people who are always in right field, but they've seen what you guys have stood for, they've heard your message, and they want a piece of it. How, you know, is there a way for people to get more involved with the 68? So are there meetings to go to, or is there a way for people to really dig in your vision?
Shit, I can take that one, because that perfectly describes me, and I just kind of elbowed my way into the group one day by not going away. but I mean, yeah, you can certainly just reach out. Tell the team what you want to do, what you see as a potential. Take initiative, start getting stuff going. Because this group, you don't have to ask permission to do something. You don't have to see, like, if you see something can be done, take initiative and start it. There's no shortage of good ideas of things that we could do. What there's a shortage of is manpower and people to take initiative and make it happen. So if you want to get more involved, see something that needs to be done, take initiative, start the ball rolling, jump in with the team, say, hey, here's what I've got going. Can I get some support? Here's what I need from you, X, Y, Z.
Who should they reach out?
Don't be nervous.
Reach out to
team@oakland68s.org.
And are there meetings that people can come to, or?
I mean, as soon as, like, if you, it depends on how much you want to be involved, then we'll invite you to these meetings. Eventually, I guess that'll be in the 5-year plan. Eventually, we want to open up these meetings, kind of like a regular city council type of meetings where everyone, it's in public. For that to happen, the A's probably need to stay in Oakland, honestly, because then we would have to kind of refresh or restart with like the Ballers and the Roots and the Soul, right? So like you have to lay down the base, the foundation, and kind of start building those walls. And then as soon as everything's kind of built, that's when you kind of start going with it. I think this is why it pains me, or I get a little bit sad with this, is that the 68s are at their, we've built something super great right now, right? That if the A's were pursuing Howard Terminal right now, man, we'd be talking about, like, you know, public meetings now and actually having a voice with the community benefits agreement, with construction, with everything that was going to happen, right? So that's why it sucks so much right now. But it is what it is. We move forward. And if you want, like Todd said, if you want to be involved, man, just holla at us, team@oakland68s.org. I am a little more kind of I need to have a little bit more trust with people, and I get it. It's fine. But, you know, Todd came in full blaze, and he did what he said he was going to do. So,
yeah,
I appreciate that. Just be real. That's it.
I would literally just suggest follow us on social media. We always post updates what we're doing. But, yeah, email us, team@oakland68s.org. We are all really approachable people. So just if you see us around, just talk to us. I mean, I've met a lot of people who've had a lot of good ideas that we have implemented just off of just random people saying, hey, y'all should do this. And we did it. So, I mean, it's a group effort. I mean, it's the 68s of all of us. We represent the fans. We represent Oakland. So just contact us. I would say that.
You
yeah.
You guys have meetups to watch games at bars, right?
Yeah, so we're working on the Friday. So we've done Friday away watch parties to kind of since 2008 to kind of put some money towards like restaurants and pubs around Oakland. So we'll still continue that. That schedule will be out soon too, and yeah, just keep an eye out.
Dude, I got an idea too. I brought this up during a Twitter space one time and Mike D was all about it. I was saying we should do trivia nights. I think it'd be fun to do like A's trivia nights, you know? Yeah. Dude, like A's, like all the questions are A's trivia. It'd be hella fun, man. And yeah. we could watch
an away game.
We could like watch an away game. He was already saying, like, dude, I know the guy at Cato's. Like we can go to Cato's real easy.
Let's go Cato's. Hell yeah. Yeah.
So
that's just like that. There's an idea. So
no, I think it'd be really fun. And
Alex, sick, email man. Team.
Welcome to the 68.
Team@oakland68s.org.
Yeah, it's I'm sending a verbal email to team@oakland68s.org.
That's a great idea. Cato's they're huge Ace fans too.
That's what he was saying. He was like the dude who runs trivia as an A's fan, so he'd probably be down. So there's an idea, dude. We'll do a 68's trivia night or something, you know? That'd be hella fun, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Hella down, man.
All right. Well, yeah, all right. Tomorrow's a big day. The boycott. Maybe see you guys at, like, noon. Who knows? But, damn. See you at the tailgate. Yeah. Yeah, at the corner of Hagenberger and the freeway. Yeah, so.
Yeah. It's John Morgan. John Morgan Way and Hagenberger.
Just don't get bipped, man.
Yeah.
So also, you know, if you are Roberts. Driving out there and you see this, you know, just leave plenty of space between you and the car in front of you. Don't worry about smushing in together. Let's get that thing blowing out into the highway as quick as possible.
Set up your tent between those cars.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I'll be climbing the fence at the BART bridge.
I don't have a car, so I'm gonna be BARTing in, but I might try to get there hella early and see what happens. I don't know.
Hey, bring your bolt cutters.
I'll be passing you on my way there, so maybe we can carpool.
Are you wearing the possum costume?
Yeah, of course, dude. Come on.
Oh, God.
He's not going to be hopping fences in a normal civilian costume.
He's not the hot dog guy anymore.
I'm going to be scaling. That's right. If the security comes at me, I'll just play dead.
Oh, shit. All right.
You should go through what the fuck's that gate over here? It starts with a B.
Baldwin.
What's it called? Baldwin, go through Baldwin, Hal, and then with your possum costume, and you'll get in.
Don't worry about it.
Are you going to be bringing cotton candy, though? That might get a little cumbersome.
Okay. Bring the whole machine. Set it up right by the stage, too.
We good, yeah. Cool, guys. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thank you, guys.
That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
X-Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience.
Acura wins Daytona.
And that's our legacy. ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.